Penguin Random House Audio presents It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump by Stuart Stevens, read for you by Dan John Miller. To the deep state patriots who are defending America. Sometimes party loyalty asks too much. President John F. Kennedy. Preface to the Vintage Books Edition, 2021. I keep getting it wrong. A lot of people were wrong about Donald Trump in 2016, but it's difficult to find anyone more wrong than me. I didn't think that Donald Trump would win the Republican primary, and I didn't think he'd win the general. In retrospect, much of my thinking was influenced by my inability to admit that the party in which I'd worked for decades at the highest level could embrace Trump. Asking myself how it happened and how I got it so wrong led me to write It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. It was my bleak assessment that the Republican Party wasn't hijacked by Donald Trump, but rather, he was the logical conclusion of what the party had become. Writing this in May 2021, it's clear that my dark conclusion about the party was wrong. I was overly optimistic. As honestly as I had tried to confront the reality of the party that I had helped win so many elections, I never would have thought that the events of the post-2020 election were possible. Had you asked me on November 2, 2020, if Republicans, senators, and members of Congress would accept a Biden victory if he won by over 8 million popular votes and north of 300 electoral college votes, I would have said of course they would. They wouldn't like it, but they would not challenge a peaceful transition of power. Had you asked me on January 5, 2021, if it was possible that the United States Capitol would be attacked and breached by a group of domestic terrorists attempting to overthrow the government of the United States, I'd have called it paranoid and impossible. I was wrong. I could not conceive of the Republican Party becoming the greatest internal threat to democracy since the Civil War. But that is the reality of this moment. That is the challenge we face if the American experiment is to survive this decade. Today, there is a patina of much missed normalcy across the country. After 4 years of a despotic lunatic, we have a normal president dedicated to the normal business of government. As comforting as it is, within this illusion of normalcy is a seductive threat. The greatest danger we face is not confronting the greatest danger. For the first time since 1860, a major American political party does not believe we live in a democracy. It is the official position of the Republican Party that Joe Biden is not a legally elected president, that Donald Trump was illegally removed from office, that 2020 was not a legitimate election. Which means that it is the official position of the Republican Party that America is not a democracy. The dividing line in American politics is no longer ideology or policy. The line is between those who believe in democracy and those who believe in democracy only when their side wins. I spent decades making ads about tax policy, health care, foreign policy. None of that is now important. In retrospect, those campaign issues seem almost quaint. Certainly, they were naive. While I was focused on defeating Democrats, an evil was building in the Republican Party, an anti-democratic, pro-autocracy movement based in white grievance. I should have recognized this for what it was, but I was too focused on winning each election to think about losing a country. I looked the other way. Not again. None of us choose history. But history has a way of choosing us. Most modern democracies do not end because of violent coups, but at the ballot box and in the courtroom. This is the path the Republican Party is on as it dedicates its purpose to subverting democracy. This is the fight of our time. The outcome of this struggle will determine if the legacy of free democratic elections is passed on to another generation or ends on our watch. The storming of the Capitol on January 6th was not an end of the 2020 election, but the beginning of a long fight to defend the America many of us love. I would like to say that I believe the outcome is certain, but that would be naive, and the time for naivety has ended. The effort to deny Joe Biden the presidency was a betrayal of all those who had sacrificed to defend America. Men like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, who led the effort on January 6th to disenfranchise millions of African-American voters, do not share the values of those of us who support a pluralistic democracy. We should not grant them the privilege of considering they will change. They believe in a different America. We cannot compromise with their vision of what it means to be an American. We cannot take one step back. The evil they represent must be confronted and defeated. I spent the 2020 election working with the Lincoln Project, and I had hoped that the defeat of Donald Trump would allow me the personal justification to withdraw from politics. In the long days and short nights of that campaign, I allowed myself to envision what a life removed from political battle would be like. It was a different place, and I longed to move there, to put all of the anger and intensity that comes with campaigns behind me. That's not possible today. I helped create this crisis, and I must use the skills and dark arts that I had mastered building the modern Republican Party to destroy what it has become. It was all a lie, but this is my truth. Prologue. It was all a lie. I have no one to blame but myself. I believed. That's where it all started to go wrong. I was drawn to a party that espoused a core set of values. Character counts, personal responsibility, strong on Russia. The national debt actually mattered. Immigration made America great. A big tent party invited all. Legislation would come and go, compromises would be necessary, but these principles were assumed to be shared and defined what it meant to be a Republican for the last 50 years. What a fool I was. All of these immutable truths turned out to be mere marketing slogans. None of it meant anything. I was the guy working for Bernie Madoff, who actually thought we were really smart and just crushing the market. What I missed was one simple reality. It was all a lie. I came to this not out of bitterness, but out of sadness. It's not that I failed. I was paid to win races for Republicans, and while I didn't win every race, I had the best win-loss record of anyone in my business. So yes, blame me. Blame me when you look around and see a dysfunctional political system and a Republican Party that has gone insane. To be sure, others share blame, but if there is any sane path forward for something resembling a conservative governing philosophy in America, and I'm not sure there is, it must start with honesty and accountability. I have this crazy idea that a return to personal responsibility begins with personal responsibility. It is a strange, melancholy feeling to turn 65 and realize that what you have spent a good portion of your life working for and toward was not only meritless, but also destructive. Among the many Republicans who find Donald Trump somewhere between distasteful and abhorrent, there are two distinct tendencies. One is to say that Trump isn't a real Republican. The other is to say he is just an unconventional president and focus on his policies. Both are wrong. As much as I'd love to go to bed at night reassuring myself that Donald Trump was some freak product of the system, a black swan, as his ludicrously unqualified son-in-law says, I can't do it. I can't keep lying to myself to ward off the depressing reality that I had been lying to myself for decades. There is nothing strange or unexpected about Donald Trump. He is the logical conclusion of what the Republican Party became over the last 50 or so years, a natural product of the seeds of race, self-deception, and anger that became the essence of the Republican Party. Trump isn't an aberration of the Republican Party. He is the Republican Party in a purified form. I saw the warning signs but ignored them and chose to believe what I wanted to believe. The party wasn't just a white grievance party. There was still a big tent. The other
sample complete. Ready to continue?